Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Cyril Quinn Review on this 16th of June, 2013. I'm Quinn, of course, taking you to the next 30 minutes as we break down, game five of the NBA Finals, which, of course, went to the San Antonio Spurs 114-104. Manu Ginobili, the difference in this particular game, 24 points, 10 assists, and just big shot after big shot. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. In a game that just was a tremendous game to watch, even though despite there were 31 turnovers between the two teams, this was offensive basketball at its best. If you are a fan of passing, cutting, finishing, San Antonio Spurs as a team put on an offensive clinic. Okay, they shoot 60% from the three, 60% from the field. They knocked down a bunch of threes. Led by, of course, Danny Green, who has broken the NBA Finals record for three-point shots made at 25. He's shooting 66% from the field, from three-point range, 25 to 38. But, again, if you're San Antonio, you cannot play a better game than what they played. And, again, this is despite 18 turnovers. You shoot 60%. They put 114 on the board. Their lowest quarter was 26 points. And, you know, this game has went according to the pattern of the series, a game of runs. I mean, Miami had a 12-0 run. San Antonio jumped out 32-19. Ended the game. They had a two-run, which to me was the difference in the game. So it really was a game of runs. Miami made a late game run, but you never thought after San Antonio made that 21-2 run late into the third quarter, carried over in the fourth quarter, that Miami was going to win this game. The bottom line is Miami could not stop San Antonio. San Antonio had tremendous balance over the course of this game. Yeah, I definitely had 24 points, 10 assists, but you also had Danny Green with 24 points. You had Tim Duncan, 17-12. You had Tony Parker with 24 points. Kawhi Leonard had 16 points. Just a complete team effort for San Antonio, who now finds themselves just one win away from a fifth championship in 14 years, a fifth championship for Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan, and a fourth for Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. But still a long ways to go before that goes, because they have to still finish the job. They still have to finish the job come Tuesday night it will not be easy, as we know Miami has played their best basketball when faced, when challenged, and when, you know, coming off a loss. Listen, I thought Miami played offensively well enough to win. Again, defensively, you wonder about, I mean, did Miami – did Ginobili starting throw them off that much defensively? Danny Green had a number. He hit a couple crazy threes, but there were a number of his three-point shots were wide open. San Antonio got anything they wanted in the paint. They fed Duncan. And you know, when San Antonio got themselves in trouble, it was in that fourth quarter when they went away from Tim Duncan. When Duncan got the ball, great things happened for the Spurs. I mean, that's all there is to it. Duncan dominated this game, and the 17-12 don't do him justice, because, you know, he was drawing double teams, you know, getting shooters open, you know, setting good screens. Parker and Ginobili had great driving, had great driving lanes. So Tim Duncan, to me, controlled this game in the paint. It was one of the biggest reasons why San Antonio was able to shoot 60% from the field, which obviously was a game because they had 18 turnovers, had a ton of turnovers. Think about they would have had 130 points if not for those turnovers. Again, if you're Miami, the thing I would be concerned about the most from this game is a couple of things. Number one, this was not a give-up game. Miami played hard throughout, got the lead to one in the third quarter at 75-74. Then Danny Green makes a three to make it 78-74. Biggest shot of the game, without question, in my opinion, because I thought when Miami third fourth quarter had scored seven quick points, I thought they had San Antonio on the ropes, to be honest with you. I thought they were wearing San Antonio down, and I thought that they would I thought without question that they would pull, that Miami would come back and win this game in the fourth quarter. The way this game was going, especially the way it came out in that third quarter with that, you know, quick 7-0 run, Danny Green makes a 3-point shot to make it 78-74, and it triggers a 21-2 run, which got San Antonio's lead up to as much as 20 points in the fourth quarter. At that point, the game was over with, despite the late push and some slop by San Antonio that allowed Miami to push the game to pull within eight, if not for a foul called on Ray Allen, on LeBron James that took away a Ray Allen shot. Again, San Antonio controlled this game with their offense. You know, Miami, again, if you're Miami, this loss bothers you. It's number one, the fact that you can't put together two good games, and this is not just this series, this is going back to the AN series. Miami is now, in their last 24 games, 12-12. Think about that. Okay, 12-12. They came into the series at like 45-3. They came into the series at 45-3. They had lost games after the All Star break, and one game in the Chicago series. So 5-3, and now all of a sudden they are 12-12 in their last 24, and it doesn't bode well because, you know, let's say you win Game Six. I mean, do you trust them in the Game Seven? The way they've just gone back and forth. Again, this is a series that's picked up a couple of patterns. You know, the team that loses responds, big runs on each side, an unsung hero, whether it be Danny Green, Ray Allen one night. So this series has started to pick up a pattern in terms of how these teams have played each other, and they're showing San Antonio has been tremendous in closing out series in the last 10 years under Greg Popovich. So they've been great in closing out. San Antonio is not going to roll out there, and they just showed you since 2002-2003, San Antonio's winning percentage in closing out series is almost at 88%. I mean, that is, and the rest of the NBA is at 45%. And that just shows you they, on the road, this is on closing out on the road. They have been tremendous in closing out on the road. I mean, tremendous. And I started with that game six against the Lakers in 2003, when they ended the Lakers' bid for a four-peat, destroyed the Lakers in that game six, beating by like at least about 27-28 points. They are tremendous in closeout games. And again, if you're Miami, you wasted. The thing that would bother me the most about this game is, besides the defense, they're allowing that team to shoot 60% in the house, which is almost unheard of. You wasted a tremendous performance, another tremendous performance out of Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, 10-22, 25 points and 10 assists. I mean, you wasted a 25-point, 10-assist game out of Dwayne Wade. I thought San Antonio's defense despite giving up 104 points. Now, keep in mind, Miami shot 11 of 20 in the 3-point range. Ray Allen had some big threes. He had 21 points and had a big fourth quarter. But I thought for the most part, Miami's San Antonio's defense on James was very good. I mean, LeBron James, 8 for 22, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. You hold LeBron James 25 points, 25, 8, and 6. That is great defense as far as I'm concerned. And he never really imposed his will on this game. Now, again, it was not a LeBron James performance where I'd say he was passive and disengaged. This was not game 3, not by a long shot. But they, give Kawhi Leonard, give Danny Green, give Boris Diaw, give those guys credit. 8 for 22, you hold LeBron James at the 50-point game. A guy who, during the course of the season, shot like 56%, 57%. That's great defense. I thought LeBron settled a little bit too much for the outside shots. Thought he fell in love with some jump, a couple threes. And, again, he has not, for the better part of the series, he has not played well. I mean, he's had one good game from start to finish. And that was game 4 with 33 points and 11 rebounds. Other than that, he has not played. He's not played a good series at all. Can give San Antonio a lot of credit. Anytime you can make him a volume shooter, he gets 25 points on 22 shots. You're doing your job. Again, there was a big three in Ray Allen. That was it. You look at you get 50. You get 71, and if I combine Chris Bosh's 16, you get 86 or 87. Out of the 104 points came from four players. You had the big three and Ray Allen, and that was it. Nobody Chalmers. They got nothing out of Chalmers. They got nothing out of Norris Cole. They got nothing out of Haslam. They didn't even play Chris Anderson. He didn't even play. Battier did make one three. I remember him making one three, but for the most part, he gave you nothing. So, listen, Miami. They, only three teams have come back from 3-2 going home to win both games. You had the 88 Lakers, you had the 94 Rockets, and you had a couple 3 years ago, the 2010 Lakers. They're going to be up against it. There's no two ways about it because you get to this point if you're San Antonio. San Antonio, this is it for San Antonio as far as being a championship contender. Ginobili could retire. Duncan's not getting any younger. You have Duncan's not getting any younger. Ginobili could retire, so the West is going to be strong. That we'll have Russell Westbrook back. You have maybe who knows what the Clippers do. And again, things change from year to year. San Antonio will be a very good team next year. But as far as making it to the championship and getting to this point, I just get the sense that in Game 6 that you are not going to get. You're going to get the best of San Antonio. And I think Miami, I expect Game 6 to be a very, very close. I expect Game 6 to be extremely close because Miami will be playing with desperation, but so will San Antonio. San Antonio knows, the San Antonio, you have fans, Popovich and those guys know how hard it is to win on the road, to win a Game 7 on the road. Not too many teams in the history of the sport have won the NBA Finals games on the road. It's happened before. It has not happened that many times. Expect a, they won't shoot 60% again, but again, expect to get San Antonio's A game, a closer A game in that game 6. Mike Miller gave Miami nothing. He didn't even score. He had more fouls than points. I wonder if Spoelstra will not go back to starting a big. I don't know whether that'd be Haslam. Maybe even Chris Anderson. I don't know. I think you need to bring Mike Miller back off the bench. He was playing his best basketball coming off the bench. Last two games, he has what? 7 points. He hasn't even scored the last two games. He has no points and like 7 fouls. So he hasn't done anything in the last two games. I don't know if he's going to start next game. I doubt that he will start. I might, if I'm supposed to, why not even start Ray Allen? you know, to be honest with you. Why not even start Ray Allen? I mean, you could do a couple of things Bolster could do. I expect Haslam to start the next game, though, because at least Haslam defends, and at least Haslam defends, and he has shown a couple games, and especially in the Indiana series, that he can make the outside jump shot at times. So I don't expect Mike Miller to start. Would Ginobili start next game? Probably, I would. You know, if I'm Popovich, I'll probably start Ginobili next game, considering how well he played, and just let Spoelstra adjust to what I'm doing. But I probably would start the next. I would probably start Ginobili the next game. Again, this series has gone according to form. This game went basically according to form. I mean, game one, Spurs win by 4. Game two, they lose by 19. Game three, they win by 36. Game four, they lose by 16. And game five, they win by 10. I mean, just, I've never seen a series like this. So many lead changes, so many swings from quarter to quarter, from minute to minute, from game to game. Just a series like I've never seen before, to be honest with you. I've never seen anything like this. You've had 5 games, and only one of those games has been tied by less than 10 points. Against two teams with championship pedigree, against two teams who, you know, at two best teams in the league coming into the series. I've never seen anything like this. Again, it can be done, being down 3-2 when both games are at home. But it does not bode well for the Miami Heat, considering not so much considering history, but considering just how uneven they've played, and it's remote. And I'm watching Dwayne Wade here, you know, him and LeBron doing a press conference right now, the dual press conference, which to me I hate. I mean, listen, they're not going to ask you the same question. They should have, both of them should have different press conferences, but, you know, that's what they choose to do. But it's amazing watching Dwayne Wade these last two games. And let's say Miami doesn't go on to win this series, I'm really shaking my head and saying, where was this Dwayne Wade at when we could have got the Indiana series over quicker, when we could have been winning this series up 2-0 in this series? Where was this Dwayne Wade at the first 3 games of the series? Because the last 2 games have been a totally different Dwayne Wade. I mean, like, I just don't want to, like, you can't tell me that they're running more plays for Dwayne all of a sudden. That the light bulb went off and supposed to say, you know what, we're going to run this for Dwayne, we're going to run that for Dwayne. I just don't see it. I mean, I just see Dwayne Wade just looks to me like he's just playing harder and just being more aggressive, which to me would annoy the hell out of me if I'm LeBron James or Eric Spoelstra. San Antonio defeats Miami Heat. They're up 3-2 in a game that they absolutely had to have. There was no way they would beat Miami twice at home. Had they lost this game, I thought this game would have been over. This series would have been over in 6 on Tuesday against Miami. So I thought this was a must-win for the Spurs. And listen, you're the San Antonio Spurs. You did everything you wanted to do. You split in Miami, and you win 2 games. You know, you win 2 out of 3 at home. You're not going to win 3 straight games against a team that won 66 games over the course of a season. It's just not going to happen. Miami's too good of a team at this point. And I mean, at this point, you get to the finals. You're not beat, unless you're just that much better than the next team. You're not beating a team 3 straight times, more times than not. I know Miami did Oklahoma City last year, but more times than not, that's not going to happen. So the formula was, to me, simple. You know, split in Miami, win 2 out of 3 at home, and find a way to win games 6 or 7 in Miami going back. And I think the best chance for them to win is game 6, to be honest with you. Despite how this series has went, I can see Miami getting tight. Remember, you know, all the pressure now is on Miami, okay? Let's make no mistake about it. If they eliminate anything less than a championship is a failure. And that, this is not just coming from me. This is coming from their own coach. I mean, Eric Spoelstra said year one was a colossal failure, despite the fact that they were two games away from winning a championship in that Dallas series. So anything like, you know, if Miami gets out there in game six and starts missing some shots, Spurs get off to a start, they're going to, I can see Miami getting tight. Crowd starts groaning, and, you know, that the pressure is on the team that's under, you know, that's about to be eliminated. That's why you see a lot of series in all sports get wrapped up in six games on the road, because the pressure is on that home, it's on the home team to produce, period. So, you know, don't think it's going to be a given that Miami wins game six and takes it to game seven. Not by any stretch of the imagination, considering who they're playing. I mean, right now, the Spurs can absolutely smell it. You know, you get to this point, and, you know, you're one game away from the championship, and you're an older team, and you're a desperate team. Remember, this is the trend in the last couple of NBA championship series. The more desperate team has won the championship. In 2011, you know, even I can go back even 2010, Lakers were desperate to beat the Boston Celtics that year. 2011, it was Dallas desperate to win their first championship. Last year was Miami coming off the loss in 2011 to win their first championship. So the last 3 or 4 years, it has been, I even go back to 2009 with the Lakers, and or 2008 with the Celtics. Really, the last 5 to 6 years, it has been the most desperate team winning the NBA championship. And that certainly would be the case because, again, who knows when San Antonio will, if and when San Antonio will get back to this point. San Antonio, before this season, had not been to the finals since 2007. Okay? 2007. Again, Spurs shoot 60% from the field. All five starters in double figures. They had four starters in the first quarter that had 7 points. Okay? Therefore, their four stars were almost in double figures. They had five stars who were almost in double figures at the end of the first quarter. Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, and Kawhi Leonard had 7 points apiece in that first quarter, where the Spurs scored 32 points and only scored 32 points. And this was, again, this was the Spurs game from the start. They controlled this game. They had double-digit leads in every quarter. They were up by at least, you know, 13 points in every quarter with the exception of the third quarter. And then, you know, they had that big run, which to me was the difference in this game. The difference in this game, the turning point came late in the third quarter, 75-74. Danny Green hits a three to put San Antonio up 78-74. Then that just triggers a 21-2 run that put the Spurs up 95-75 and put the Miami Heat away. Again, if you're Miami, you got the effort. The effort was not the problem in this game. It wasn't like this was a giveaway game like game three was, and San Antonio won by 37 or 36. You know, Miami played hard. Miami tried to get, you know, Miami was almost in this game. You know, kept fighting to the end, did not give up on this game. It was just a case where you had a team that just played offensively perfect basketball. Period. They played Antonio from an offensive, in terms of execution, basically played a perfect game. I mean, again, you shoot 60%. They got every shot they wanted to get. They got the ball down to Duncan. Parker got great dribble penetration. You got open threes to Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard, made a couple of threes. So the Spurs got everything they wanted in this game, and including 18 turnovers. And again, they still. And that's the scary part. That's the scary part if you're in Miami from a standpoint. They had 18 turnovers, and they still scored 114 points. Looking ahead to games, again, the way this series is going tells you that, would say that Miami is going to win game six, but I think elimination games are a different dynamic because of the desperation of the team who's trying to win the series. And number two, the idea that who it is. San Antonio has been, again, since 2002-2003 season, San Antonio has a winning percentage of 8. San Antonio has won 88% of their closeout games on the road, which is, again, just off the charts. I mean, again, the rest of the NBA is at 45%. On the road, they know how to close out. It's a veteran team. Again, we've watched Miami get tight in these closeout road games, home games. I watched it in 2011 against Dallas when I thought they were going to win that game. Dallas came back, closed them out, and closed them out basically easily closed them out for that matter. That game was somewhat competitive, but it was dying from the start. I expect a big time effort from San Antonio. I expect San Antonio to play well. I think this game will be. I think the game six will be the closest game in the series, to be honest with you. I think this game will be played within a possession, 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go, and anybody's ball game. Now, if you're the San Antonio Spurs, the last two is, be like the 2010 Celtics and just get blasted in game six, thinking that you have a game to play with. Again, San Antonio's, to me, San Antonio is way too smart for that. I don't see them doing what the Celtics did in that 2006 and, on the road thinking, hey, we're up 3-2. We got two games to get one. No, you go out there with the mentality that you're trying to get to. You treat game six like game seven. That's what San Antonio has to do. You have to treat game six like it's your game seven because, again, 80% of the time, and that number probably goes up even in the finals, 85 probably goes up to like 85% of the time, the home team, it's going to win game seven, point blank. So we'll see what happens with game six. I don't expect Mike Miller to start game six. I expect either Haslam or possibly Ray Allen, more than likely Haslam. Then you go Chalmers, Wade, LeBron, Bosh, Haslam. Bosh at the five and go from there. Or, again, the point guards haven't been playing well. They easily could go Wade, Ray Allen, they can go extremely small and try change up to where they have LeBron at the four. They can go a line up where they go Wade, Ray Allen, Battier, LeBron, and Bosh to have shooters and, because they're not getting anything out of the point guards. They're not getting anything out of Cole. They're not getting anything out of Chalmers right now. So they can easily go. I could easily see them going with that lineup just to start out, just to try. Maybe they try to knock out San Antonio. They hit San Antonio with a knockout blow early. But more than likely, it's going to be Chalmers, Wade, LeBron, Haslam, and Bosh. That's my prediction for the starting lineup for San Antonio. Again, gets great balance. Three guys with 20 points. Then you had Tim Duncan, 17 and 12. Kawhi Leonard, who's played a tremendous series in his own right, 16 and 12. Great, who played tremendous defense out of the ball. And Boris Diaw, who only had 1 point but did an excellent job at facilitating, also played some decent defense on LeBron. On LeBron over the course of the game. San Antonio, we'll see you in game six. Again, I think San Antonio wraps it up in game six and gets championship number five, but we'll see what happens. Enjoy the rest of the evening. So long. Soon.